You can buy books by my podcast guests and find other recommended arts and crafts techniques books by visiting uk.bookshop.org/shop/creativityfound. Don't worry, I've popped a link in the show notes. Plus, by buying from my shop, you'll be supporting this show with a little bit of affiliate loveliness. Thank you. You can find today's guest from the 30th of September to the 9th of October at Art with Words at City Arts in Newbury.
You become a product when you become an author. As you do when you do anything creative, you're as much the product as what you produce. Some of the kind of services, marketing services I could offer, could apply to anybody who's trying to sell something creative. It's not just a book. It can be artwork, it can be crafts, it can be, you know, anything that's linked to creativity and putting yourself out there. Work around what their budget would be, because obviously at the end of the day, it all costs money and you've got to be able to afford it, and you've got to feel like you're getting proper value for money. That's so important, you know, when we have so little spare these days.
Hi, I'm Claire, host of this podcast. As well as inspiring listeners with my guests' stories of how they found or refound their creativity as grown-ups and how that has benefited their everyday lives, here at Creativity Found, I also want to encourage adults of any age to find their own creative passion. Creativityfound.co.uk connects the creatively stifled with the creativity confident and can help you go from creative suppression to freedom of expression. At creativityfound.co.uk, you can find a directory of arts and crafts workshops, courses and kits, and a membership to support you on your creative journey. The Creativity Found community also provides support for the small businesses and sole traders who make these workshops happen and build, market and distribute the kits. For instance, with bonus podcast episodes, like this one, to spread the word about their wonderful offerings and help creativity seekers find them. Do you need help navigating the minefield of self-publishing? Perhaps you want to write a family history as a keepsake, have already written a book that needs finessing, or have an amazing idea for a novel but don't know how to start writing it. Maybe your book is already published, but people just don't seem to be finding it. This week's bonus episode guest can help with any of these stumbling blocks and more. Hi Deborah, how are you?
Hi Claire, I'm fine, thank you. Lovely to be with you.
It's lovely to see you again. You were one of my very earliest podcast guests talking about your publishing journey, your writing journey, and it's absolutely prolific. Today, however, tell me about Bookworks.
Bookworks. Bookworks started because I had to stop teaching face-to-face, in fact, really, because of the pandemic. And so I still wanted to be able to do that. So I set up some of what I used to teach online, and Bookworks was the home for it. So Bookworks also became the home for all my editing, my ghostwriting and mentoring services, and also the publishing services I offer under my own imprint. So it's kind of a catch-all, you know, here is where you come to write, to learn to write, to have help writing and have help getting published.
Brilliant. So tell me more about that, because there are bound to be listeners who have written, are thinking of writing, have written, they think something wonderful, are ready to wonder whether to publish, self-publish. How can you help with all the very many aspects of writing a book?
Well, literally right from writing the first word. So I've got some online courses up there, as I said, and they're based on what I used to teach face to face. But I also from that move on to editing your book, because that is the most essential thing to do once you've actually written a book. Everyone needs an editor. I have an editor. I often have several editors for my books, because you just need somebody else to cast their eyes over it objectively. So editing is a very big thing I do and offer as a service on there. Ghostwriting and mentoring, actually helping to write your book, or, you know, putting it into place, even to the extent that, you know, I can help you write your autobiography or a biography of a family member, because some of those things are lovely to do and to have as, special keepsakes, really, because we do lose those memories of our families. So there's that on there. Publishing and self-publishing, I offer those as packages too, because although we you know, self-publishing has become rife, there's Amazon, there's Ingram Spark, and so many other companies as well. There's so many places you can self-publish your book once you've actually got to that point, but they are confusing at times, and sometimes you need somebody to just guide you through the maze of actually putting your book out there. But the thing that really has only recently come home to me, even though I knew it was sort of swirling around out there, was an experience I had after being part of the Oxford Indie Book Fair at the beginning of April. And that was, having got all the way through from starting to write your book to then having completed writing it, got it edited, got it published, what do you do with it then? Because nobody seems to really have a handle on how to market their book. And, you know, at the end of the day, that is the most important thing. If you've written a book, that's brilliant. But if nobody sees it or knows about it, you're not going to do anything. You're not going to get any readers for it. So marketing your book, launching your book, what to do with it after you published it. I realised after the Oxford Indie Book Fair, where so many people came up to me and talked to me about it and Bookworks and what could Bookworks do for them, I realised that I've got to just bite the bullet and offer what I have spent years learning how to do and have only really done for myself. But I could offer all of that to help other new authors, whether self-published, indie published with a small independent publisher, or even traditionally published, because traditional publishers don't do your marketing for you anymore, not unless you're a very, very big name. So that's something new, which I really wanted to tell people about as part of this.
I think that's really important. People do think that the writing of the book, that's the creative part, it can also be a difficult part, the editing of it, the getting it published, but often fall short on the, how do I tell people that this book is here? You can't just put it on Amazon and then everybody comes and finds it. We've heard this a lot from podcast guests and other members like yourself at creativityfound.co.uk, that marketing and selling doesn't come naturally to them. And you can see so much stuff being told to you, do this, do this, do this. It can be a minefield to hone it down. So presumably that's something you can help authors with from your own experience.
Absolutely. I think when you said minefield, that is absolutely it. And you can just be completely overwhelmed by all the things you have to do. And there are so many things you have to do to actually get a book out there so that people can start seeing it and reading it. And increasingly, there's more. So it's not just getting your book out on a publishing platform like Amazon. Well, Amazon is really just a big bookseller, a big SEO service, somewhere to go and find your book. So the first hurdle you've got to get over is, have you got all the right keywords for people to go and find it? Is it in the right categories? And those things are really difficult to do when you don't know what you're doing. Beyond that is, you know, how do you write the right book description for people to be interested? How do you get reviews for it, which is like the social proof this book is worth reading? How do you promote it actually on Amazon so it looks like a book that somebody would like to read? So there are things now called A+ content, which is all a bit more promotional advertising actually on your book's page on Amazon. And all of that, it's all quite technical to do. And of course, I've mastered these things over the years. But a lot of people, you know, they look at it and they think, I can't do all of that. So really, what I wanted to do was put together something which would take somebody literally from the point of your book goes up for sale and all the things that need to go with it. But then from there onwards, it's all you do to actually promote it. So how do you launch your book? How do you make yourself visible on the internet? Because this is not just selling your book, it's also selling you. You know, you become a product when you become an author, as you do when you do anything creative. You're as much the product as what you produce, ironically. And so, I mean, some of this can actually apply to anybody, some of the kind of services, marketing services I could offer, could apply to anybody who's trying to sell something creative. It's not just a book. It can be artwork. It can be crafts. It can be, you know, anything that's linked to creativity and putting yourself out there. So I'm pulling together a package which goes from when your book first goes out there all the way through how do you keep marketing it. So it includes advertising on Facebook and Amazon. It includes all setting up your social media packages and deciding exactly which bits of social media you're going to be on and how you can cope with it. Because, I mean, we can get faced with Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and now TikTok. TikTok is huge for books. BookTok is really blowing up for the way everything was blowing up early, you know, years ago on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. And then moving on to how do you keep all that momentum going? How do you get people who are independently your fans to be directly in touch with you? Because Facebook and Amazon won't give you that direct contact. You have to actually build that up yourself. So you can create an email list and then you can send a newsletter out and you can keep people informed and they can come directly to you if you're releasing a new book or you're doing something with a promotion on a book. And all those things, they all take time and knowledge and expertise, and really, they are the things that people look at and say, oh, well, I can't do that. I'm not a marketer. I'm a writer. I'm a creator. I'm an artist. And unfortunately, you have to be all those things as well when you are an artist, an author, a creator. But there are ways to manage them. And that's what I'm hoping that my marketing service will offer people, a way to get started, cope with it, manage it, and manage it successfully so they don't say, oh, I can't do that. And all that work they put into creating whatever it is they've created doesn't go to waste because it just sinks into oblivion. Nobody sees it.
Yeah, that's really important, Deborah. And you can be there as the support as well, because when we are thinking, oh my word, what do I need to do next? It's good to have that guidance, that planning, that help and support along the way. So speaking of which, you've mentioned editing, you've mentioned ghostwriting, you've mentioned marketing. How do people connect with you? But also, what will they find when they want to employ your services, so to speak?
Well, the best way to connect with me, obviously, is go to my Bookworks website, which is www.book-works.co.uk. You can email me at info@book-works.co.uk, or you can email me at info@debrahmartin, debrahmartin.co.uk, which is one of my pen names. So it's my adult fiction pen name. So what would happen? Well, first of all, we would have a chat. You know, we'd make contact via email. Then we'd have a chat, probably over Zoom or Skype, talk about what somebody is looking to do, what help they need and how I could help them, work around what their budget would be. Because obviously, at the end of the day, it all costs money and you've got to be able to afford it and you've got to feel like you're getting proper value for money. That's so important, you know, when we have so little spare these days, but you do want to still try and do something. You know, let's chat it through and work it out. Then we work out what package could work, and we go from there. I mean, with the marketing, I'm going to offer a whole everything package, but you can also take bits of it piecemeal which work for you. And I would always say we start with talking through what you want to do, what you can afford and what you feel you can cope with. And then we build up a structure to work through based on that, because you've got to be able to cope. Whatever I do and I hand over to you, you still got to be able to cope with it. So if I set your website up for you, or I set up an email and a newsletter list for you, you've got to be able to keep it and run it. If I set up some Amazon ads for you, you've still got to know how they work and, you know, to be able to keep a track on them and what you're spending on them. So I would set it all up, but I also train and explain, because, I mean, at the end of the day, I'm also a teacher. So I think the most important thing is you've got knowledge, you pass it on to people, and you enable people to actually work with it and do something for themselves. So that is all part of what I would be doing. And that applies to everything from ghostwriting and mentoring you through starting to write your book, all the way through editing your book and what to do with what needs to be changed or revised in it, through to what do you do when you actually got your book published and want it to sell.
Amazing. Sounds absolutely brilliant. It's a really personal, useful, bespoke kind of service, and I think it can really, really help people. Thank you so much for talking with me today, Deborah.
And thank you, Claire.
I'll see you soon.
Yes, absolutely.
Thanks so much for listening to Creativity Found. If your podcast app has the facility, please leave a rating and review to help other people find us. On Instagram and Facebook, follow @CreativityFoundPodcast, and on Pinterest, look for @CreativityFound. And finally, don't forget to check out creativityfound.co.uk, the website connecting adults who want to find a creative outlet with the artists and crafters who can help them tap into their creativity.